This is Gemara Bamatzio Daf Chof Tes. And we're holding the bottom of Chof Ches Mebeis. We pulled up a drop short as we ran out of time in the previous year, right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah began by teaching us how do we deal with a Mitzio, and most particularly, to ensure that the eventual owner, when he comes and he gives his simanim, etc., to ensure that he's actually going to get back an item. As the Mishnah taught us, that if an item is oisev oichel, the item produces, then great. Let the item produce and use that money to sustain the item. But what if the item doesn't produce? Said the Mishnah, sell the item. And then we have a debate whether you're allowed to utilize the proceeds or not. Says the Gemara, ulaylam. We said in the Mishnah, that the animal should be oisev oichel. It should produce and use that to keep the animal alive. Says Gemara, you have to do this forever. Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Ad yud beis chaydash, tinin am yachim, tefash oisev oichel, gon par v'chamar, a donkey, a cow, metab em yud beis chaydash, v'kan v'ilach, sam demeyem u'manichem. 12 months, you have to be metabel, you have to care for the items. Agol musyachim, calves and young donkeys, metabim shleish chadashim in 3 months. Kanveilus on the mei manichim. Afterwards, you put their money and then you leave it. Avazim v'tarnigaylim, guard roosters and other types of chickens. Metabim shleish yom kanveilus on the meihem umanichim. So there's a different time period that you have to be metabim with the animal. After the time period elapses, some de meihem, which means you sell the animal, as Rashi points out a little bit higher up. Rashi says, "Meichrin, you're going to sell the item umaniach adamim etzlay and keep the money. So you have to be metabel. You have to care for the animal for either 12 months, 3 months, or 30 days." Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, turning goyles ki behema. A hen is like a behema, which means that you have to care for it for up to 12 months. Behema gasa. Tana mihachi in the second white line. So if the care, if the upkeep is more than the schar, more than the item earns, 3 days, so says the Gemara, Braisa proving what we just said, but there's one case in the Braisa which is shver. Kash agal musyachim, avazin agal musyachim. Either the first brisa said 3 months, second brisa said 1 month, 30 days. Avazin tarigaylim. First brisa said 30 days, and the second brisa says 3 days. Explains the Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom. Agal musyachim. Lo kasha. Why? Hadirei. Hadibetuma. Because when the brisa says 3 months is when they could be left to graze. The brisa says 30 days is when they need to be fattened up to feed. There's not anywhere for them to graze. So therefore, you only have to care for them for 30 days. The large ones, which eat a lot, therefore you only have to keep them for 3 days. The zutri, the smaller ones, which don't eat as much, Those you have to keep for longer, for 30 days. And now we continue quoting the next part of the Mishnah, which was what? If it does not produce to eat, she'ino isev oichel, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, v'ashev oichel oi reheich teshivenu loi, says the Torah, you should return it to him, and therefore there we learn out, see, how can you return it to him? Do not feed the value of the calf to the calves, nor the value of the vazim la vazim tarnigayim, the tarnigayim, meaning make sure there's something left at the end of the day to return to the owner. And the Mishnah concluded by teaching us, and we had a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva, whether you're allowed to utilize the money or not. Says the Gemara of Tarfin and Rabbi Kiva, Adkan loy pligi, Ella kishenishtamish bahem. As we turn over to Chavtesam and Aleph, The machlekes is only if you could use the item. Aval loy nishtamish b'hem. However, but if he did not have the right to use the money, then everyone would agree that im avdu potter. That if he got lost, he would be potter. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi speaks out that the machlekes is mishab schar shimush mois. For the wages you get for utilizing the money. Aval schar shmiras mitzvah. The fact you're watching the item, the name of Migat Lobay, the Mesa Reftalani, the Isaac Mitzah, Potom, and Amitzah, Lai, Michaivinon, Lai. And therefore says the Gemara, but if he did not have the right to use the item, everyone would agree that if it would be lost, he would be Potter. Based on this, on the second line of Chavtas, Amid Aleph, says the Gemara, Lema Tavit Yofta de Rav Yosef, the famous Rav Yosef that we learned in Baba Kama. We'll learn again in Bab Metzia Detmar. Shoimer Aveda. What is the status of one watching a lost item? Rabbi Amrekin Shoimer Chinam, Rabbi Yosef Amrekin Shoimer Sachar. So Rabbi Yosef said it's like a Shoimer Sachar. Why? Because while you're watching an item, you don't have to give money to an ani. Therefore, you're at some level, it's called that you're gaining. And therefore, you're Shoimer Sachar. So says the Gemara from our machlekes of Tarfon and Rav Akiva, it seems very clear that everyone's holding that you're not a Shomer Sachar from the fact that we said that if you were to agree that you can't use the item, that if it will get lost, you'd be Potter. Seemingly, everyone is holding like Rabba. Amr l'cha Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef responds five lines down. If it was stolen or lost, everyone's going to agree you're chayiv ki pliba oinsin de shoyel. We're only talking about an oinis. Rav Tarfon savar sharlei rabban l'shtam mushe begavei. The rabban allowed you to use it. V'havale shoyel alayhu. If you like a shoyel. Kiva savar lo shoyel rabban l'shtam mushe begavei oklovi shoyel alayhu. Meaning, whether you are a shoyel will determine whether you're chayiv for oinsim. And that's the machlekes Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Akiva holds you're not a shayel, and therefore you don't have to pay for ayin sim. Rav Tarfon holds you are a shayel if you have to pay for ayin sim. Yachi asked the Gemara, "Lefikol damer Rav Akiva lamali? Why did Rav Akiva say lamali that if the item is lost or stolen, you are a potter? If they're arguing only in the case of ayin sim, within Rav Akiva and the Mishnah, the wording doesn't really make sense." Explains the Gemara, "I amr bishal mikneva veda to believe if they argue a kneva and veda." Then we can understand Rav Akiva in the Mishnah. Hi, new thing. Tony Rav Akiva. I'm really sham shal lefichem avduch in chayv achrius. So get that to come in a shemir tzachar. Have a kiddur Rav Yosef. We can have a vedem a chayiv. And on that, gufo kamash malon. Lefichach. However, hash to damer li sham ishbehen. Shemir tzachar lo yavei. Ve lo yim a chayiv ikniv a veda. That would make a lot of sense. Aliyam, Rabbi Neva Aveda, the Kulam Aloy Peligi, the Chayiv, everyone agrees, you're Chayiv Neva Aveda. And what keep Peligi? The whole Machleg is in the Mishnah, is only Ba'ins in the Shael. My Lefikach, the Rabbi Akiva. What are the words of Rabbi Akiva when he said Lefikach in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Hachmi Ba'ilei Lemisnei. You know what the Mishnah should have said? Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Lo Yishtamish Ben, Vana Yadan, and I would know, to keep Lo Yishtamish Ben, Lo. Lav Shael Havi. So Rav Akiva should have said. So Lefikach to Rav Akiva, Lamali explains the Gemara. You know why Rav Akiva said Lefikach? Misham Lefikach to Rav Tarfon. Says the Gemara, Shkayach. Well, Lefikach to Rav Tarfon, Lamali. Hachi Kamar. This is where Rav Tarfon is teaching us two lines from the bottom. Kiva to Sharli Rabban Lishtamushi Begavayu. Since Rabban allowed you to use the cash, Kiman Dishtamushi Begavayu. That means as if you already used it. Says the Gemara, okay, nice, long, and lengthy answer. The Mishnah said it was lost. So how can you explain that the Mishnah means it was an oinis, it was an unavoidable mishap? We turn over to Chavtas Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Kede Rabba. Like the opinion of Rabba, Dama Rabba, Rabba taught us, Nignavu. Ballistim Mizuyan, it was stolen by armed robbers. Avdu means watch a tavus vinasa bayam, that the sip shank at sea, which is a type of loss, which is an ines. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, and we paskin halacha Kirav Tarfin, we possibly Rav Tarfin that Lamaisi, you're allowed to use the money, and therefore you'd be chayav for ein sin. Says the Gemara, Biyad Rachava, in the hand of Rachava, that was his name, Havli Hanu Zuzi Diyasm. He had money that belongs to Yisayim, Maslan Kamid, Rav Yosef, Amr Lei, Mao, Lishamushe, Bigavai, you let him use it, Amr Lei, Achim, Rav Yehuda, Mer Shmuel, Halacha, Kirav Tarfin. Amr Lei, Abai, Avalavit, Mar Allah, do we not learn, Amr Avchalbo, Amr Avuna, Loishanu, Ella, Bidime Aveda, that we're only talking about the Dime Aveda, Hail Vatarachbu, because you bothered yourself with it. Avomai is Aveda, Lotarachbu, Loi. They don't allow me to say that that's mutter to you, that Rav Yosef accepts Abayos Kasha. We continue with more Avedas being found. Matzah Svarim. How do you deal with this type of item that you find? If you find a Sefer and again Svarim, there are times where parchment and rolls, etc., Karim ben Mechash, you maybe should read with it at once in every 30 days. But many a day, like Christ, if you don't know how to read, Kailin, at least roll the safer. Avalo yom ben Betchila, don't learn with it. Betchila, meaning the first time you're learning this topic, this safer, Avalo yikra achar imoy, can I learn it with another person? Masak sos, you find the garment, minara echad leshleshim yoim. You should shake it out once in every 30 days. V'shaitcha litzarcha, and you should hang it out for the item's usage. Avladechvayde, not for your honor that you hung up such a fancy tapestry, etc. Kli kazev, kli nechayshes, misham misham litzarchan, you should use it for their usage. Avaloy lesachkan, but not that they get worn out. Kli zav, kli zchukas, leikven, don't touch them, achev elyo. Matasakoy, kupa, v'chodav, shein darko, lito. It's not the derech to take it. Then harezeh lo yitol. Then do not pick it up, and you shall leave it there. We're talking about over here in Dar Kalipo because of you. Your covet is not the darach for you to be walking on the street with a sack or with a kupa, etc. Says the Gemara, Mer Shmuel, Hamoisi tefillin bashuk. Someone finds tefillin. What should he do? Some demehem umanichan la'altar. What do you do with tefillin? You sell them right away. You assess their value. You sell them umeniach on the altar, and you leave them aside. So, Masav Ravina asks Ravina, we're about 10 lines down, the second line of the Gemara, Chav Testament piece. Matzah Ravina, Matzah Sarn, Kabbalah, and Shalish, and Yoim, and the Alikras, Gardalan, in some demehem umeniach on the. We see in the Mishnah, you should roll the item. We don't see that you should sell it. So why are you saying when you find tefillin, you should sell it? I'm Rabbiya. Tefillin be barachavu mishkach shchichi. Sfarim loy shchichi. When it comes to tefillin are always available in the house of barachavu, and therefore you can easily replace them. Since it's easy to replace, what would the owner want? He would want you to sell his tefillin and get back the money. Sfarim, which of course, again, rolls, parchment, are not easily replaced, therefore do not sell it. Someone else. You let it open and read with it. Can't learn with it for the first time. Can't read it together with someone else. Because again, we're nervous if two people read from one item, each one might pull towards them and ruin the item. Use the Sefer Torah as a pikadon, a security, a collateral. Call Shneimas a Chaydash, roll it every 12 months. Paischai v'karibayim b'shvilai paschai aser. Paischai v'karibayim, you can open and read it, but if it's for yourself, you should not do it. So chasam v'chaydash, shleishim yoyim. B'chadash, excuse me, a new Sefer Torah every 30 days. B'yashan, Shneimas a Chaydash. Ben Yaakov, mechazeh v'chazeh, Shneimas a Chaydash. Again, trying to evaluate what is best for the item. Amar Mar, let's delve a little bit deeper. Ha shayol sefer Torah mechaveru, you borrow sefer Torah from your friend Leishalenu, harizal Leishalenu l'acher. Ask the Gemara, it sounds like this has something to do with the fact that it's a sefer Torah. But says the Gemara, I don't understand. My area is sefer Torah. Afilu kol mili nami, any item that you borrow, you're not going to lend to someone else. Tamari shlagish teachers of Shimon, lagish kan chana rabbi. Ein ha shayol rashi lahashil. A borrower is not allowed to lend to someone else. And a renter is not allowed, Rashi Laschot, to rent someone else. Answers the Gemara. So what's the chiddush about a Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah, Tzrichalei. Ma'u d'teim anichle l'ene sh'tzav in mitzvah b'mimoinei. I would think one is happy that a mitzvah should be done with his money. Kamash malon. That what? One is not happy that the Sefer Torah, meaning when you give the Sefer Torah, excuse me, to another person, that's the only case where such is the case. Again, English. One would think the Hava Mina is, it's a Sefer Torah. So maybe even though it's true, you're not lending to someone else, but maybe the guy's happy that you're utilizing his Sefer Torah, so maybe you could, yes, lend it to someone else. Kamash Milan, you cannot. Why else did you borrow a Sefer Torah if not to read from it? Says Gemara, you're right, but Sefer HaYisrichle, the next case, so continues the Braisa, you open and read from it. Ask Gemara, I understand, my evidence, Gabe, why you let it read from it? It's a Pekadai. V'su, imbishilei paschei aser. Hamer paischa v'karabai, it's a stira minei obey. First, you said open and read from it, and then you said, oh, but by the way, if to be, then you're not let open and read it. It's the same thing. Says Mar Hachi Kamar. If while you're rolling it, Paischa v'karabai mutter. Imbishilei, but if you're opening it up, Paischa v'yourself, aser, then it is aser. And the Braisa ended with the sheet of Sumchas. So both of them are going to be 12 months. Ask the Gemara of Lozben Yaakov, Hainu Tanikama. That same thing as the Tanikama every 12 months. Elaimer of Lozben Yaakov, Oimer, Chazev, Chazev, Shleishim Yoim. That Sumchas differentiates between an old and a new. And Lozben Yaakov is the most machmir. And he says everything goes by the 30 days. And we continue about 15 lines at the bottom. The first line is Avol. Avol Yomod Bay B'tchila Yikra Achi Mai. Can't learn with it the first time, nor are you allowed to let someone else learn with it with you. Asks the Gemara Viriminhu. Lo Yikra Parsha V'yesheina. You can't read a Parsha and repeat it. Lo Yikra Bay Parshias. Parsha V'yitargim. Believe the Chol Yisra Mikimol Dafin. Three people can't read it together. We just learned two people. Answers the Gemara. Bikrach echad. Hashnayim. Excuse me. But, says the Gemara, Hashnayim, the diak is, Karin, you could yes read. Amar Abaye, loikasha, kan binin echad, kan bishnei, in yonim. Says Abaye, when two people are reading from one parak, that's usher, because you might pull it towards each other. Kan v'shnei yanim, when we allow it, is when they're reading from two different areas. As long as it's open wide enough, there's no concern. We conclude with one last piece of Gemara. Masik Sos Minaroi, Achad l'shleishim yoim. Says the Gemara, from this line it would seem, l'meimra, this seems to imply, Dineir shaking out the Ksos is ma'lula. Aye, v'am rev yechlam v'shish gardi. If someone has a weaver in his house, you should shake it out each and every day. And then the weaver will weave another one. So it says the Gemara, sounds like weaving is not good. It sounds like only if you have this weaver on hand, then you could shake it out daily. But if not, you should not. Amri, so obvious, Teretz, b'chol yoyim kashala, to do it every day is bad. But achol l'shleishim yoyim is ma'ili lo. One is with one person shaking it out. One is with two people shaking it out together. One is shaking it by hand, and one is with a stick, which of course is a more violent process. One is with wool, and therefore a might tear. Is with linen, which does not tear as easily. Amar Rav Yechron Kisa de Charshon, drink from a cup made for Charshon sorcerers. V'loy Kisa de Paishim, but don't drink a cup of lukewarm water. That's even more dangerous. V'loy Amaron Ela B'Kli Matches, only with metal items. However, Avo B'Kli Charash, but if we're using earthenware items, less the blood's no problem. B'Kli Matches Nami Loy Amaron is not a problem. Al Deloy Tzvitz. Only if it did not come to a boil. Aval ditzvitz lesson, but because then it's a stronger item. It's only if they add other ingredients into avshadu beitzivaya leslan ba. Again, then there's not as much a concern. We'll pick it up from Rav Yechanan b'siyata dishmaya.